Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
And we have Sean here from Less EMF, and very timely, we're doing a project. We're actually talking to a number of solar companies, and the first phase of this, I have a 20-kilowatt Generac generator that has a four-second transfer switch, so if the power goes out, we don't lose power. I'm up in 4 seconds. But when I add solar panels, and I'm working on the idea of batteries. Now, the first thing with Sean is we need to put in something between the solar panels that generate DC current before it gets to the inverter to create AC, because the DC is pretty polluted. Is that right?
Very polluted. It's not even just the DC. It's just the way that these photovoltaic cells make the electrical current. So that's what's really polluting them, is the cells themselves.
Right. So if you have Stetsers, which in other words you have to have plug-ins, 3-prong plug-ins, between the DC current coming in before it even goes to the inverter. If you do that before it goes to the inverter and goes into your power panel, then you wipe out that dirty electricity, which is usually low-frequency harmonic pollution, before it gets to the inverter to actually convert it to AC, right?
Yeah. And it's got to be before the panel. So in between the inverter and the panel is really that key. The inverter is usually the larger box that they put right near your panel. But they can tap into that wire and put your receptacle box anyway.
Right, and by the receptacle box will actually neutralize the low-frequency radiation before it actually gets converted to alternating current, is what you're saying.
Well, it's after it becomes alternating current, because the Stetsers don't work on direct current. They only work on alternating.
Okay, so in other words, it's after they go through the alternator current generator before it goes into your power panel.
Correct.
Okay, so when I get them to put that in, now here's the phases I'm doing. The first phase right now is going to cut our power bill down, because we are in Southern California. When we have a month we have AC, our power bill is around $1,200 a month. Of that, about $410 is a penalty, because we use what's called Tier 3 power, because we have our home and our business here and a number of computers. We're getting rid of an old refrigerator that's from the late 80s, that's a sub-zero. We're going to replace with a better model. We don't use a lot of power, basically, other than run a pump for our pool. And, of course, we have got LED lights, and we use the Stetsurizers to get rid of the LED pollution, because the magnetic pollution from LED lights is only about a foot or so. But the electrical pollution goes through all the wires in your house, so you have to have Stetsers to block that low-frequency pollution. Now, Mr. Stetser, we had him on the show a few years ago. He actually went to Russia to study their research on electrical pollution. And what the Russians are very advanced in this, they've been doing work for 7 decades, they've discovered that electrical pollution silences your DNA. In fact, Dr. Nesterov at the Nonlinear Institute in Moscow has discovered that you can use peptides to regenerate the cells that are being silenced by electrical pollution, say radar bases and military installations where you have very high electrical pollution. And we do have those peptides available. We now have Red Deer Velvet DR, and we have epigenetic frequency therapy based on work from Linus Pauling, so I can actually generate the atomic resonant plasma frequencies of the minerals and amino acids you need to turn on your genes to heal any tissue, because every disease, and this is a Deagle's corollary of life, every disease is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes, period. You can add other things you want to that, whether the tissue is hypoxic or stealth pathogens or heavy metals, But basically, every disease state is a deficiency of structural proteins and enzymes, which are coded by DNA. So that's really important. So my project, my first project, probably in the next 2 to 6 weeks, we'll probably have our panels in. But we're going to have make sure we have the stetsers between the AC generator and our power panel so the electro pollution from the panels doesn't go through the wiring of our house. The other thing that's nice is we're going to be, in a sense, off-grid, so we won't be pulling power from the power corporation because we're going to be basically off-grid because I want to have a battery system for the parts of our house, which I'm going to also put in. Do you have access to the different batteries, like the silicone batteries or nickel-iron batteries? Do you have access to those?
No, we really have the 9-volt basic here.
9-volt for what?
Just for meters.
Right. Okay. Let me give you a little information because I've been studying this for years. The most advanced battery that's been out there for a long time, over a century, is the nickel iron battery developed by Edison. He made more money on that than he did from light bulbs. Okay? And from even the development of a distribution of alternative current, which, by the way, was invented by Nikola Tesla. Okay, remember there was a big fight back and forth back then between Edison Corporation and Tesla. The best batteries since the nickel iron batteries are what's called silicone batteries, and the silicone salt just came out about a year ago, and they can deep cycle, and they can last literally forever, just like the nickel iron. If you change the electrolyte in them, they can last more than a century. There's really no time limit on them. They don't degrade. Now, you can't use lead-acid batteries or other ones because they degrade the electrodes, and even the lithium-ion batteries don't last. The ones that I see coming in the future are going to be what's called solar to hydrogen. So then you'll have a hydrogen adsorbing tank, and you'll then have your storage won't be a battery, it'll be hydrogen in an adsorbed tank, so you won't have the Hindenburg sitting in your yard or under your house. Right? You don't want it to blow up. And when it's in an adsorbed state, it's not likely to boom, you know, blow up. It's basically in a stable state. What happens is the future is going to be people are going to go more and more off-grid because the power corporations are way overcharging, and they're trying to smooth out the power curve of usage by forcing us to have smart meters to tell us you can't do your laundry until after 11 o'clock at night, like I had Ole Johansson on 3 years ago on the show, which, by the way, just lost his tenure in his laboratory at the Karolinska Hospital, so I got to get him back on the show to talk about it, because he's the guy who, in his team, actually showed the idea that electro pollution was dangerous. You know Ole, right?
Yeah.
I've had him on the show a number of times. And by the way, I've got a project I'm working on now. I'm backing up all the old show text for the show content, and I have all the old audio files. So at some point in the next month or so, I'll actually be able to sell packages of all the old shows in MP3 and all the old text so you can actually cross-match and find out which shows and play them, going back, like, back, you know, 10 years or more. Okay, so all those old shows, I'm actually working on that project now, and I'm going to be finished with possibly the text information this weekend, and I have all the old audio files as MP3 stored. So I got a huge amount of data stored on my off-site as well. What people need to understand, what we're trying to do is everybody needs to prep. Now, the three events that are most likely to knock out our power are three. Number one, the Carrington event was 1859. Do you know how bad it was?
I don't.
In the Carrington event, it actually created such a big surge of power that it actually burned the hands of telegraphers, set railway ties on fire, and caused forest fires and burnt buildings down.
Wow.
There were people that died. The power surge was so great. Now, there was a one-third of that power surge that hit northern Quebec and the James Bay Hydro Project, which is, at the time, the largest hydro project in the world. Now, since then, the Sichuan Dam projects in China are bigger. But that James Bay Hydro Project literally fried the power grid because the way they had set up the antennas of the power grid distribution lines across northern Quebec to New York City in the northeast United States, they acted like a giant antenna to pull that energy down. And in fact, it caused forest fires and burnt the trees. And when the trees weren't burnt, the DNA was literally fried. So all the plants and shrubs just were stunted like crazy. So that coronal mass ejection, the Carrington event, is likely to happen every 150 years. We're actually due. Because if you take 150 years from 1859, what's your number? It's about now. You know, give or take 10 years. Now, the second thing that's likely to happen is we have rogue nations like North Korea. Since we have made this deal between Trump and Kim, do you think Kim is behaving well, or do you think he's hiding his nukes and his missiles, etc.? He's hiding them. Now, He's not going to stop doing this until we squeeze the hell out of the oligarchs in Russia. And Mr. Putin, who's going to meet on Monday, met President Trump. President Trump needs to know information that I know, because I have classified access to information and supernatural access, that Russia is a bad actor. I mean, anybody who trusts Russia is an idiot. And it's not a matter of them manipulating our elections and so on and putting Trump in office. That's not the case. They're actually trying to polarize both sides. But what they've done is they've hacked into our power grid. They hacked into our air traffic controllers. They hacked into our water distribution systems. They could literally shut off everything in America, including our power grid. And they don't want to do it because they knew from space we would nuke the hell out of them with space, scalar, and other weapons, including earthquake weapons, weather weapons, scanning gamma ray weapons, etc. Russia would cease to exist in an hour if they tried to pull off something like that. So it's only their own skin that's saving them from doing something stupid. So you better be prepped up for the fact that someday the lights are going out. So, and we're coming back with Sean. So, solutions. By the way, I got my little special earphone set, which is the zero radiation set, and I love it. It has the little air tubes. I have an adapter so it goes on my phone, so it connects to my phone. And it has these little generators that are like, you know, 6 inches away from my brain, so I'm not pumping in radiation from the little wires from my phone, because it generates quite a bit of energy. What I want to do once I get my power system is I'm going to get a sub-panel set up so that I'll have enough battery power to panel things, because there's three layers of what I call layers of prepping. Number one layer is have a backup so the power goes out, you got power. I got a 20-kilowatt generator. Number two, have it so that even if you run out of propane, some of your vital stuff, you can still operate because you've got backup batteries. I'm working to get the silicone batteries and so on, but I also want to make sure you don't get polluted. Do not ever put solar panels on your roof. Number one, they're not aimed directly south-facing, so you're going to use a lot more panels, number one. And number two, they're going to generate electrical and magnetic fields that go directly above you into your home, which is not good. And you want to make sure that between the panel and the inverter, and between the inverter that actually creates the alternating current, you're going to make sure it doesn't go into your power panel and bring you radiation. So, which is really good. It means also during the day we won't be connected to the power grid, to San Diego Gas and Electric, and we won't be pulling a smart meter and other pollution coming out of other people's wiring that's backwashing down the power lines, because that's happening. People don't realize it's not just your pollution. You're connected to an electrical sewer that backwashes pollution down your wires into your home and rebroadcasts it in every room in your home through the wiring, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's really insane. And the power corporations know this. And 90% of the pollution they generate, they don't bring all the way back to the plant and try to neutralize it at the plant. They drop it to ground. By grounding, they actually generate toxic pollution in the ground that goes through things like magnetite rock. Dr. Sam Millam actually can take out his oscilloscope. And then one homie told me, this is on the show about a year and a half ago, that he went to one home that was like 20 miles from nearest power station. But he couldn't believe that there was a lot of pollution there. It was coming not through the electrical wires. It was coming through the water service, through the magnetite, the rocks, all the way from the area where the power corporation was dumping their electrical pollution into the ground. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
And he could quantitatively measure it, and his meters went off the scale. Of, you know, it's like if, when you turn these onto audio, like the meters you sell for checking out your home, you know, I would like to see, just for the sake of humor, right, that you have some, like, you know, have they have the emoticons, you know, if you want to sell something on Facebook or Telegram or some other service. I'd like to have, see the emoticons, I call the screamicons, that your meter would scream out, it's cooking you, or you're going to die now. And wouldn't it be funny if it reached a certain level, a certain, you know, screamicon would come on and tell you how bad it is. That'd be pretty funny, wouldn't it? And, of course, the people would say, well, you can't smell or taste it because it's pollution. That the Screamicon would tell you just how bad it is in kind of like an audible form that you as a human being that has ears and eyes that can't perceive electricity or pollution would know it's screaming at you, just like if you turn on the meter. Like when I walked into my kitchen about 3.5 years ago, and we were stupid enough to get a induction cooktop. And I talked to him, and I said, "Oh, no, Bill, you didn't do that." "Yeah, I did." He says, "Well, take your gigahertz solutions and walk into the kitchen and turn it on. And it was screaming. It might as well have said, "You're going to die now, Deagle." I was like on the outside. Our kitchen is huge. Our kitchen is about 20 feet by 40 feet. It could be a kitchen for a giant restaurant. It's that big. And I walked in and we had this seriously large induction cooktop, and it was like screaming at me, "Now you're going to die, sucker." We ripped that thing out so fast and sold it back at a loss and said, "You know, that's it. We're done with this." And we put a regular cooktop in there. It's like, people don't know how they're getting cooked, do they? They don't. They're not like a frog in the beaker knows they're actually being steamed by electricity, and soon their legs are going to be steamed to the point where they can't jump out of the beaker. Pretty funny, hey?
Yeah.
So don't be a beaker frog. So what's the next thing? You have all these meters that you can buy. If you go to our shop by product list under LessEMF, we have a subpage for the clothing you can use, or canopies over your bed and under the bed. We have a direct link to the whole website. We have a link, and I think you monitor or check to make sure that when people go through our link, we get credit for that. And I think you also have a thing called, it's called a Deagle 5, I think, link, isn't it, where we get $5 off every time people buy, right, if they go through our link.
Yep.
Yeah. So, but they need to use the link when they actually go to that code. But if it goes through the link, do you also have another way of tracking traffic? I'd like to know who actually goes through our link to LessEMF. Can you find it out for us, or find it out a way with your tech people in there?
I can see if there's any kind of reports for it, yeah.
Yeah, even if you give me an email list or an email and a customer list of people that log in, I'd like to contact them and say, "Hey, did they answer all your questions? Do you want, what other nutraceuticals do you want?" Because about 35 to 45% of the population are plainly electrosensitive. They get tachycardias, they get insomnia, they get agitation, depression, they get all kinds of bad symptoms, infections, like external otitis and sinus infections, periodontal disease. But everybody and every living thing is affected toxically by pollution. If you do a scanning electron microscopy, and there's lots of people like Dr. Klinghart and others have done research on this using scanning EM and so on, everyone and every living thing is negatively affected by electrotoxins. Electromagnetic fields, magnetic fields, scalar radiation, low frequency especially, but frequencies that disrupt and shut down your DNA. It's not funny. This is really bad stuff, isn't it?
It's horrible.
So what other equipment would you want to talk about in the last few minutes here of the segments today?
Well, we got those meters, and the clothing is a great way to get started. It's simple. All you do is wear it, and now you're protected from all radio frequencies anywhere you go.
Whether it's a T-shirt or a headband or whatever, because a lot of people aren't aware, for example, that they're putting a cell phone inside their head. They're actually cooking their neurons and breaking down their blood-brain barrier. A lot of people that have insomnia don't realize that maybe it's a clock next to their bed that's actually doing it, so move it across the room. You can even wrap the step-down transformer for your laptop and so on, so you don't end up, and there's a thick, a solid material you can use to wrap around the step-down transformer for your laptop or whatever that converts it from AC to DC, because a lot of the computers run on DC, aren't they?
They are, but they have a converter in there, or a rectifier that's changing it to DC, but they're using high frequency when it's not DC. So it might still be AC inside that computer, but higher frequency, so it's moving more data at a time.
I think one of the things that people don't understand is that we are 327 million guinea pigs. I remember when somebody came up with a book back decades ago, and it was at 200 million guinea pigs when they had a population just slightly over 200 million. We've increased. We have more guinea pigs now, don't we?
A lot more.
Yeah. But you know what? People have not taken guinea pig speak language, so they don't know how to chortle like a little piggy. Even though, in a sense, when you're uninformed, it doesn't mean you're not going to be in the list of those that suffer. It doesn't give you an out because you're not aware that you're being injured. So check it out. Go to ShopBuy. Go down to LessEMF. If you have questions, contact me or contact Sean and the staff over at LessEMF. What's the number to call if they want to call you, Sean?
That's 518-608-6479.
Wonderful. See right there. We'll get you rebooked. Tony's coming on from Nutridyne. Less EMF was great today. Back with Mark Taylor in Hour 3.
Normal blood pressure. Now.
Back, and we have Tony here from Nutridyne, the Nutridyne chemist that makes our Edgar Cayce plasma monatomic iodine that has three properties: kills all pathogens, regenerates your mitochondria, and changes the redox of tissues. And the fourth possibility that's very important: it defeminizes males by removing halide toxins that attach to the estrogen receptor in males, and of course in the female receptor in the breast, etc. Toxically causes things like breast cancer. It's caused by excess estrogenic activity from halide, biotoxins, fluoride, chloride, bromide. So very good stuff, amazing stuff, and nobody else has anything like it. I hear other yahoos out there. I call, you know, like when they say in the military, it's a target-rich environment, you know, and the snipers that I took care of years ago. I say it's a yahoo-rich environment. Do you like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So go ahead with your questions, and as I say, I'm the Wizard of Is. Ask me any question on Earth on any topic, and I will give you an immediate answer. Go ahead.
So I was wondering how, or if even it does, how would your Nutridyne formula help people who have chronic bad breath?
Bad breath is related to thiol compounds that are generated by toxic bacteria in their mouth, usually around their periodontal tissues, and in their stomach if they're getting gas and they're getting eructations, you know, gas coming back from the cardia, the upper stomach, and the esophagus. And that's why we have other nutraceuticals, too, that are very good at that as well, such as our Allicin Med and our Berberstatin and so on. Nutridyne is the most powerful of the three big antipathogenics. We have Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver. We also have Nutrimune 26Y that boosts your immune system, and NutriDefense, which will kill off all viruses and toxic bacteria by destroying their capsid. The neat thing about Nutridyne, and people, I just had somebody recently ask me this question, you know, why is Nutridyne so powerful? Well, it has a direct toxic effect against pathogens, but also it has an indirect effect. When you change the redox of neutrophils and lymphocytes, it allows them to create much more efficiently superoxide anion radical that literally is at the temperature of the corona of the sun. See, the sun surface temperature is about 6,000 degrees. The corona, about 100,000 miles above the surface of the sun, is 100 million degrees. That's kind of hot, isn't it? That's the temperature of the singlet oxygen radical that destroys viruses and bacteria, parasites and pathogens and helminths and worms. So it's bioselective, too. It's not going to kill off normal bacteria and so on because it's directed by, you think of a lymphocyte or neutrophil as like a star warrior with a plasma gun aimed at the pathogen. It finds the gun, it's got a little green laser or red laser target on the bacteria or virus, and then it kills it. So Nutridyne has a direct effect on the pathogens, but also has an indirect effect on your lymphocyte system, being able to increase its killing capacity of your lymphocytes and neutrophils.
So is the bad breath caused by like a bacteria or a virus?
Yes, it's caused by bacteria. That's why when we give people things that actually grab the thiol compounds, for example, if you take things like our green tea supreme, which contains compounds that will grab thiol compounds with the ECGC catechins, it literally neutralizes your breath. It doesn't kill the bacteria, but it kills off the thiol compounds and makes you smell like hell. And when you want to kill off the bad bugs, because those bad bugs in your breath are also the same one that grows in your artery walls. If somebody thinks your arteries are sterile when you get a heart attack or a stroke, they're idiots. Your body is biodegrading, you've got chronic infection in your arteries, and it's causing plaque, and eventually will cause unstable plaque that can embolize or down the artery wall or cause a crack that can cause an embolic blockage of an entire artery. So, you know, people need to start understanding this, that the current model of disease is just wrong, and I'm there to prove it with testing and a thesis that explains that unless we approach, for example, I call this a mitochondrial apocalypse. Right now what we're doing is we're polluting the world with halide pesticides, which are primarily, most pesticides have got fluoride, chloride, or bromide attached to molecules that make them extremely toxic to insects, bacteria, whatever they're trying to kill. They have kill agents. And unless you detoxify those things, they not only feminize males. For example, since the 1970s, the sperm count and the testosterone levels have dropped 1% per decade, roughly. So now men have basically got less than 50% of their testosterone they did back in the 70s, and they got a 75% decrease in sperm count. Not good. You know what Arnold Schwarzenegger called those kind of guys now in 2018? Because the real man, I'm seeing a whole lot of girly men now, caused by not having Nutridyne and clean water in the diets. What do you think?
That's a good impression.
They're girly men. That's what the problem is. So here's the situation. You've got to drink clean water that's defluorinated, chlorinated, brominated. You got to displace those molecules. You got to kill off the stealth pathogens, because virtually every disease, and for example, I like to use metaphors to get through to people. Cancer is a fungus. No, Dr. Deagle, you mean my mom died of a fungus in her breasts or her brain or her pancreas? Yeah. Sorry, do you think your dumbass doctor knows that? Of course not. They want to blast her with testing, with giving her chemotherapy, but don't even test the chemosensitivity of the specific cells in her pancreas that are killing her, and wanting to metastasize to her brain and her spine, collapse her vertebrae, and go to, let's say, her heart valves. So do you think the medical professionals are stupid? No, stupid is not a violent enough word to deal with the stupidity of our regulatory agencies. And they put pesticides and allow it into the water, like fluoridation, chlorination, or the medical profession that uses non-tested technology, the so-called wipe out cancer, like a commando going in and saying, hey, we're gonna kill all the bad guys, but while they're doing it, they're killing all the good guys off through the hostages. What would you say to a special forces group that says, we're gonna go kill all those killers that got all the hostages, and in the process they kill every single one of the hostages? That's what our current medical system does in our regulatory agencies. It only regulates between 35 and 45 drugs in our biosphere, in our food, air, and water, when there's 8,700 plus chemicals in our biosphere, parts per million or higher, and there's 7 new chemicals every day in the biosphere, some being invented and installed in other places like Malaysia, and 4 or 5 days later makes up half the pollution over San Francisco and western United States. People don't get this, do they?
No.
No, they don't. As I say, you need to ask enough questions to make you fully convinced that you're malignantly stupid. And I don't mind feeling stupid, because when you ask enough questions, that's the only way you're going to get wise, because questions come from the soul, not the mind. And when you ask enough questions, you get a reality check and you get a worldview change that makes you realize that you need to change your strategy so you can survive what's going on. So I have lots of people. I have one gentleman I tried to call this morning who wasn't available. He's Richard is his first name. He's up in somewhere in the northeast of the United States. And he's worried that this throat thing that's not solving is cancer. Well, first off, don't diagnose yourself, Richard. Here's what my procedure would be for this guy. Number one, take our antipathogenics like Nutridyne, 15 drops in water 3 times a day, probably Allicin Med, and take something like a GastroHeal to heal the oropharynx. 1 to 2 tablets chewed 4 times a day. If it doesn't settle in the next week or so, then we need to start looking and doing things like sinus x-rays, ENT specialists looking with a scope directly in the nose and the cavities, and try to see maybe a coronal section CT scan to see if you've got air fluid levels in your sinus cavities, your ethmoidal and frontal sinuses, and then look at the periodontal tissues and see a biological dentist to make sure you don't have a periodontal infection that's tracking out into your sinus cavities or whatever, because they're often connected. And then you get postnasal drainage that causes the debris to end up in the vallecula and other side of the base of your tongue. Or you got a chronic viral or oropharyngitis, which can persist for months. People think, oh, it's always gone in 10 to 12 days. No, not necessarily. You can pick up H3N2 from the fall. It's still biologically active now. You can have chronic rhinovirus subclass 3 that causes asthma in your basket cells, and your bronchi will generate leukotriene B4 and D4, and you'll have chronic asthma because the viruses are still kind of burning away. So There's a lot more to this, isn't there?
Sounds like it.
Yeah. So fire away your questions. I'm ready. Ready with a sword pulled from the scabbard to ask you questions out there and give you answers. My Viking Deagle name says, I like to ask questions, not ask. Haha. Question about hypochlorhydria, which is low hydrochloric acid. It's due to chronic infections, things like Helicobacter pylori or chronic infections with fungi that will cause the damage to the acid-producing cells. Now, we have digestes that will actually restore your stomach acid production capacity in your stomach, and we have gastroheal that will heal the stomach wall from inflammation, and we have gastrozyme for the digestive enzymes for the broad spectrum for a wide pH range, and we have also basically glutenase and glutenimmune. The glutenase is the enzymes of glutenimmune actually will have to turn off your gluten sensitivity even if you don't have full celiac disease. So hypochlorhydria is associated with what's called SIBO, small intestinal bowel overgrowth, SIBO. And if you get SIBO, your tight junctions between your cells allows large biomolecules, including pathogens and proteins, to get across the gut wall into the splenic circulation. It goes through a pair of patches in your gut wall and the Kupffer cells in your liver, and it can induce autoimmunity where your body starts to say, oh my gosh, that's not my thyroid, that's a foreign pathogen, because the thyroid gland will then get infected by bacteria and bugs that get through your gut wall and your splenic circulation, and they actually infect the thyroid gland, whether it's a gland virus or a pathogen like E. coli or a virus like cytomegalovirus, Epstein-Barr. And so SIBO can actually induce a state where your body says, that's not me, that's something else I need to attack. So hypochlorhydria can lead to leaky gut, and leaky gut can lead to autoimmunity. They're all tied together. So if I see somebody on a lactulose mannitol test or a test measuring the tight junctions between the cells, which are the there's a special labs like Dunwoody Labs can measure that, then I can tell you that they're likely, and I can measure anti-tissue antibodies to say, hey, you're attacking your thyroid, you have thyroid peroxidase enzymes, microsomal enzymes, and anti-thyroglobulin are elevated. It means your body's decided your immune cells are going to attack the tissue with not only antibodies that tag them, but activated lymphocytes that will actually try to destroy the gland. So you're right, it's all tied together. So killing off the pathogens is part of the process, and turning off the inflammation and the cytokines with things like our gamma E plus, cell detox glutathione, ultrathiamine B1, and cell defense plus, which is our special curcumin product, and high dose power C to raise the redox and the pH of the tissue, because vitamin C will actually turn off, in a special form called the only neutral vitamin C in the world is calcium, magnesium, sodium, potassium, salt, ascorbate with bioperin. So you can get in a gram and a half equivalent in each capsule, so it's easy to take six capsules three times a day and turn off sepsis, chronic inflammatory infections, and even autoimmunity with high-dose Power C and our Cell Defense Plus curcumin, because we have the most absorbed curcumin on the planet in any country, including India, where a lot of these things originated. Ours is the most powerful. So you need to do that. Now, you also have to kill off the pathogens, because most people aren't aware when you got chronic esophagitis that can turn to cancer. For example, have you ever heard a thing called Barrett's esophagus? Which ties into what you're talking about. Barrett's esophagus is often found in people who've got hypochlorhydria. And they end up with abnormal peristalsis, so the stomach contents and acid, or if there's not much acid, is being pushed back up because the peristaltic waves are pushing it back up the esophagus to your throat. So your esophagus, number one, can get ballooned larger, but it also can crawl into your chest. So basically, now you've got a bunch of esophagus that's not down in your gut. It's crawled into your chest. You got a hiatal hernia. And you can get ulcers there, and eventually you get enough inflammation, the cells will go through a Barrett's esophageal transformation and become cancer. And over a period of 20 years, chronic GES, chronic esophageal reflux syndrome, will actually turn to cancer. So Barrett's esophagus is extremely dangerous. It may take 20 years to get it, but when it happens, the cells transform and then can turn into cancer. And by the time you diagnose cancer of the esophagus, it's too late. It's time to actually pick up what kind of coffin you're going to be put in the ground. Now, unless you see Dr. Deagle and we do alternative cancer therapy and we try to rescue your carcass from dying from the hands of your toxic and dangerous chemotherapists and surgeons. Because they'll try to go in as a commando and cut out your esophagus and save your life with toxic chemotherapy, and they'll kill you. Well, half the people die of the chemotherapy alone, let alone the surgery to try to whip out your toxic and cancerous esophagus that's metastasized to your lymph nodes and your hyla, and now your axillary lymph nodes and all the way down to your paraspinal lymph nodes behind your retroperitoneum. So you're a dead duck. The only thing you have to learn is how to do quack sounds before they bury your carcass. Quack, quack. Because you're going to die if you listen to the dumb doctors.
No good. Hey, so
people say, oh, no, Dr. Deagle, you can't prove that. I said, look, I can do a PET scan along with a spiral thin section CT scan. If the CT shows lesions that are hot on the PET scan, you got metastases. And esophageal disease is real bad, associated with hypochlorhydria. So next question, go ahead.
Well, so I was going to ask about that. If you do have hypochlorhydria, which is abnormal low production of stomach acid, who does?
You have it yourself?
No. I was just, saying you in general. So if someone has it, how does the thyroid, relate to that? And how would...
Not directly. They're bystanders. I mean, if someone's down in a crowd of people and they got an AK-47 and they got a 45-round clip and they're just spraying it back and forth, you're going to get bystanders killed too. So if you've got hypochlorhydria and small bowel overgrowth, you're going to get antibodies attacking your thyroid. So it's like going down there and spraying a crowd because you're Allahu Akbar, God is great, and you spray everybody with bullets, right? Well, it's the same thing. So, you're going to get antibodies attacking your adrenal glands, your thyroid, maybe your brain. You know, a lot of people aren't aware that the blood-brain barrier can be attacked by autoimmunity. And if it breaks down because of autoimmunity, you're going to end up with brain cells starting to get hot. You know, they shouldn't get hot and shouldn't be attacked, but they are.
So I was speaking to this lady who had hypochlorhydria, and she was saying that she took, the Nutridyne formula, and so it helped her thyroid, which helped the stomach. But you're saying that the hypochlorhydria disease causes the thyroid to be attacked. So how could...
Yes, it does. Well, first off, when you kill off the pathogens, then the inflammation settles down, and the autoimmunity starts to settle down, too. But you want to add other things. You want to take our... things to grab free radical, hydroproxy radical with gamma A plus, cell detox glutathione to get hydroproxy, Nutridyne, and the ultrasound B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen radical, cell defense plus to reduce cytokine levels, high dose power C. So you don't just want to take one thing and say, well, this one thing worked. This is something I often talk to my wife on Friday. She said, Bill, they only took tendon mender and they got better. That's good. I have a lot of testimonies where people say, well, Deagle, I can't afford all that stuff. I'm going to just take Nutridyne and see what happens. And guess what? We have a percentage of people, they're miraculously cured. They say a month later, thanks a lot, it worked. That's okay. I would have given you four things, but you only took one and it worked. So, let's put it this way. I'll use a little joke here. When I go to my pool after my show and I get all the shows up and I cut them up and put them up on our social media, which goes over to Revolution Radio and Deagle Network and Red State Talk Radio. What's really funny is after I get in my pool, we have these little, I don't know if they're bees or wasps, but they bug the hell out of me. And if they sting me, I really swell up. Not real bad, but I suffer, pain for a few days or even a week. And so I like to kill little buggers. And they used to really be aggressive. Now I just kind of push them into the vent for the pool so they just die, and they go to what we call bee hell, right? But I used to actually take things like hammer the hell out of them, So the same thing with disease. I tend to kind of like overkill. So you got such and such a disease, I'm going to kill it really good. I'm going to get boom, 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 boom. So, but a lot of people say, Doc, I just want your Nutridyne. I hear it's good. And it works. And a lot of people will say, hey, my toenail fungus is gone. Or, hey, my circulation's back. Or, hey, I'm hot now, I'm no longer so cold, and my thyroid's regenerating, my tests show I don't need thyroid meds anymore. A few years ago, we were doing this with the originator of Nutridyne, that was on our show, the engineer that makes it for us, the first engineer. And he said, I said, look, I have people now calling me in after the show or emailing me saying, hey, I've been on hypothyroid medication for 10 or 20 years. I start taking a Neutrodyne. I'm off meds now. Whoa. That surprised me. It got within a year and a half to 2 years. That's without taking anything else like Forskolin or Velvet DR PAPs, the taps we have now to regenerate your gland, or peptides for your thyroid. So a lot of people, they just take Neutrodyne, and their bad breath goes away, their periodontal disease, their gum bleeding goes away, their thyroid comes back, their gut dysbiosis disappears, their diverticulosis is gone. As they say, you know, I tend to take a bazooka after disease, and all I need is a fly swatter. and the Neutrodyne may be the fly swatter. It'll swat away a lot of the illnesses just taking it alone. Yeah, the magic bullet, you know. I like a magic orchestra, but a lot of time the magic bullet is Neutrodyne. That's why it's our number one nutriment. It's amazing. Back in a moment with Mark Taylor. You're not going to miss this show. He's going to talk about his book, The Trump Prophecies, and the Supreme Court nominee now, Brett Kavanaugh, and the one going to happen in the fall, Ruth Gator.
It's been said.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque, and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Neutrodyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.